I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my co-host and special guest, Randy Miller, owner of All Right Home and Remodeling and S&E Insulation in Milwaukee. Randy, how you been?
Been good, buddy. How
oh, yeah, there you go.
I had it turned on.
Yeah, he, you know, Sam. Sam turns it on, turns it off.
He turned it off again.
He just does what he wants to do over there. How you been, Randy?
I've been great. How about
it's
you?
Good. It's good to see you. Hey, good 4th of July?
Very good 4th of July.
Yeah? Did you guys get out to a parade or anything?
Well, you know, the mic keeps going off. We live in Cedarburg, and we've got the great small town, you know, parade out there where if you don't get your cheers out by 7 o'clock the night before, you may miss out.
Oh, man.
But it's so much fun to actually go down.
We Terry and I went to Stone Bank.
Parade. Okay.
You know where that is? It's out between like Heartland and Oconomowoc in that area.
Oh, sure.
Lakes Country.
Sure.
And a friend of mine and client, Adam Deputy, invited Terry and I to come out. And Stone Bank, I thought, well, it'd be, you know, four fire trucks from surrounding communities. And he said, no, this thing's huge. I said, no, come on. It was huge.
Yeah.
It was a lot of people. And it was a really good parade. It was, you know, 112 degrees out there. And boy, my size sweats a little bit, but, you know, no big deal. He lives on a lake, so we once we got done, we went there, and all he had to say was, look, you want to jump? Yeah, I want to jump in that water. Yes, I do.
It's a little hot out.
Yeah, let me get my I brought a little swim trunk, brought my towel, and bang, I went right in.
You were in Speedo, weren't you?
Little bit less. No, I do not, please. When Terry and I were in Mexico, we saw that never in a million. Not even if I'm home alone will I do that for sure.
Not even with your workout?
No, not doing any. No, absolutely not. You know, the fun part on this, and maybe disappointed at the same time. So Adam has been dating Christy, and I love her to death. She's just a wonderful woman. Just a really neat girl. Her son, Brody, is a good kid. He's going in the fifth grade. And Adam, they've been hanging out for a long time.
Okay.
And just like I, these are really good people. And we leave around 3:30, quarter to 4, and about half hour, 45 minutes after we leave, she sends me a picture. He put a ring on her finger. And I go, he couldn't have done it.
When you were there?
Yeah. And so I text him. He goes, man, I was nervous. I go, what? Yeah. So congratulations to Adam Deputy and Christy. And just a wonderful couple. And he is he's real smitten with her.
It was a few years ago when my son Jordan actually did the same thing on the 4th of July.
And look at how nice it. Boy, he outkicked his coverage by a mile. Oh. I love Jordan, but come on now.
And she's got that baby bump, and it's really kind of cute.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
I showed you pictures of mine today. It was great.
Man, I'm excited for that grandparent thing.
You know, I had a guy in Faith in the Zone, Randy, one time said, had I known how cool it was to be a grandfather, I would have skipped the parenthood thing altogether.
Went right to?
Right to it. Hey, let's talk some Nary stuff. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show.
Yes,
it's not
it
the Dr.
Is.
Phil Show. hey, the Nary Foundation, we've got the golf outing coming up in a couple weeks, and told you how excited I am to be back with that because I've been out practicing. I've probably, I don't know, 15, 16 rounds of golf. No, I haven't picked up a club since the last Nary one, and that's 2 years ago for me.
Yeah.
So I have to get to a driving range. All I do is sit and hit on a par three, and
closest to the hole. You were the competition of everybody else.
Yep. And Deb Evans, you know, it used to be, I'd be with Dave Amoroso, and he would go up and explain what it is. And for $5, if you beat my shot, you get extra raffle tickets. Deb sure. just goes, give me $5. And people are like, excuse me, just give me $5. Don't worry about it. I'll let you know if you win
when
or not.
When I show up, Deb never says five.
Oh, she does 10 because we split anything extra we can get from suckers.
Deb is usually just big on just saying, hey,
look,
open your wallet.
Deb Evans from, she is with Creative Construction, Bingo's wife, Zach's mom.
Yep.
And I love sitting on that hole with her because, she, you know what, first of all, she makes me
laugh.
No nonsense. She makes me laugh. And trust me, if you want to know what she's thinking, ask her. She will let you know.
Wait, you even need to ask?
Yeah, but sometimes. Not always. I know this. When I ask her to come and sit in studio next time Bingo comes in, I know exactly what her answer is going to be. Can't say it on the air, but the second word is no. And she's like, shakes her head and says, no, won't do it. Hate my voice. I get too nervous. She would be great on the air. She could be my co-host.
Oh, sure.
And so we'll be out there raising money for the Nary Milwaukee Foundation. And that foundation, we both have similar feelings about it. We adore it. I think it's
absolutely. It's such a great cause that we're constantly giving back to community, back to the trades, back. I mean,
I got in trouble one time, Randy.
Why?
Because I came on there. This was early when I started doing the show. And I said, look, why is it that it's such a quiet thing that you guys do? Let's get up on the mountaintop and yell about the great stuff that you guys offer back to the community. And I don't know why you guys keep it hidden. And I was called and said, don't say that.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, but can somebody tell me why? And so I hope I don't get in trouble anymore for this stuff, because I just want people understand how strong the Nary Foundation is. And to learn more about it, NaryMilwaukeeFoundation.org. And you can learn about what they do to give back to the community. And it was interesting because I don't know where it is now, but a couple of years ago, they were telling me, look, you have to promote that we offer these scholarships to kids coming out of high school or people that have been misplaced from their job.
Going
and if they're looking to go back to school, we'll help them. We'll help fund it for them. We'll give them money in scholarships. We don't have enough people applying for those scholarships. So we have this money that we're trying to give away. And I am like, you got to be kidding. Like, so I'm telling everybody I know to go on that website. If you have interest in going to MATC or WCTC and getting into the trades, here's a great way to help offset some of that cost.
Well, I mean, we just gave a very large check away. I know that, you know, on your show, you've talked about it over and over again,
right,
about the Phoenix.
Oh, Team Phoenix.
And Team Phoenix was amazing. Giving that check presentation was so cool to end up seeing right at the light tower. And it was amazing.
$20,000 from Nary, $20,000 from a foundation that said, we'll match you guys dollar for dollar up to $25,000. And I'll tell you what, we've done some really good shows. This Nary Milwaukee show sometimes gets really good.
Mm-hmm.
The time that doctor was here was maybe the best show we've done. Oh,
she's so inspiring. I mean, just that organization, the women that were involved in it, just the whole thing is just so impressive, and their history and the experience and what they're learning,
right?
You know, and how they can end up not just surviving,
right,
thriving.
And you know the part that I asked her, and she even said, look, I didn't see this part coming, but this is a built-in support group for these women. They come into this not knowing each other,
sure,
and they're best friends. The other part was, and if you don't know what we're talking about, Team Phoenix, she is a surgeon, and she works with breast cancer survivors, and she gets them to participate in a triathlon. That's their goal. You get done with surgery, there's some depression that's setting in, and she gets them out and gets them fit. And she goes, look, we have, and I go, are these really good athletes? And she goes, no. She goes, there are times that we get women that cannot walk a quarter of a mile when we start. Yep. There are women that have never learned how to swim. We have a staff that teaches them how to swim. We have staff that will walk with them. And I said, what was it like at the finish line that first year? We had to go to a break because she was crying. This is a doctor who was so into this. She cares so much about this that these aren't just patients. These are like family members to her. And the fact that the foundation did such a nice job to get her a check for $40,000 to continue on this journey and this mission that she has for women that want to get healthy and physically
fit. Amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. And the foundation continues to do stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. And I mean,
go ahead.
The soiree was such a good event, which obviously was the kickoff for that entire fundraising event. I mean, a beautiful house.
You look good that night, by the way. You and your wife look good. You're a cute couple. You're a cute couple. She's the cute
she's
part
the one
of
that makes it.
Yeah, she is the one that you
no
Miller
question.
Boys have done well, man. You Miller boys have done well.
Well, you know, got to have that.
You do have to have that. Thank goodness you have a good personality, Mr. Miller. The other part about the foundation, and again, if you go to NaryMilwaukeeFoundation.org, they do things with scholarships and the money that they gave Team Phoenix and all of that. But there are other things that they do. And then they raise money through different events like this golf outing and the soiree. I think they do some. They did a bowling event. They did a trap shooting event. All fun kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely. It's all for the same cause. It's all about giving back towards community. And again, a lot of it as well is either outside of our trades. And then others of it ends up being towards being part of the trades and helping to make sure that individuals understand and have the ability and capability to be able to end up getting into the trades, knowing that there is a great career path to end up going into in our industry.
You know, on the other side of the break, and trust me, we'll talk a little bit about All Right Home and Remodeling, S&E Insulation, because I have some questions for you on that. But on the other side of the break, last week we had Allison and Diane Wellhouse was in studio, and we were talking about the reasons companies that aren't NARY members should become NARY members, and you're fully involved and invested in NARY Milwaukee, and I'm going to ask you about that on a personal side.
Sure.
On the other side of the break, this is the NARY Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
You're listening to the NARY Home Improvement Show with big time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the NARY Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside Randy Miller. He's the owner of All Right Home and Remodeling and S&E Insulation. You can go to allrightremodeling.com. You guys had a big day a couple weeks ago, right? 50 years.
We did. We are celebrating 50 years in business right now that my uncle had started the business. And I'm the second generation owner. And as I've already been talking about,
Jordan.
My son, is very much active within the organization as well. And it's
the guy I work with that lives in Oconomowoc still thanks me. Introduce him to Jordan.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean,
to this day.
He's such a good kid, and he really knows how to handle customers very well.
This guy here, and I'll just tell the story. This guy here, Chris, that I work with, owns a home in Oconomowoc. He had two other companies closer to his house come out for siding and roof. And he just came to me and said, look, I didn't click with these guys, and I don't know price-wise. They're really similar, and I'm thinking about bringing a third in. And I go, I got the guy. Here, you just call. I got a guy, right? Jordan went out there to see him and clicked with this with Chris, and Chris is the IT guy.
Sure.
And I don't click with the guy, you know, because he doesn't like sports, and I don't know what he's talking about. He's talking Spanish to me half the time when he talks any IT stuff. And he came in with this big smile on his face. He goes, man, what a nice young man. He explained it. Price-wise, they're competitive, but that's who we're going to go with.
Sure.
And I said, perfect. Just keep me involved in the process. Let me know how it goes. And step by step, everything Jordan said he was going to do, he did.
Yeah.
Price was exactly what they talked about, and it worked out well. So thank you for that. And he's going to do a great job. He'll be a good ambassador for you and your family when he takes over the company. When do you think that'll be?
About 5 years.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would say we're getting down to the,
you're in the
single
back,
hand.
Back nine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You're excited about it.
You know, I'll be very happy to end up passing on that torch to that next generation, helping him treat or learning exactly what it's going to take to actually be an owner of a company.
Right.
It's different. You know, there's so much of a different phase in comparison to being the salesman or being the son of the owner. I'm sure it's not easy either.
Randy, and I've done both. I've been a head basketball coach and I've been an assistant basketball coach. And I tell guys that are assistant coaches and thriving, striving to be that head coach, that moving over the on the bench 6 inches, that's all you're moving. It's a huge 6 inches, similar to being Jordan and now understanding that this is his company. The nice thing about it is you're not. It's not like you're leaving and never coming back and not going to be there for him. So you're going to be able to walk him through. But similar to Michael Grossman, who sat in your seat and you were over in the corner.
Sure.
You know, he said, look, you know, I'm doing things a little different than my dad did.
Right.
And you know, I'm just saying, look, this is the way that I think we have to do it. We can't do the index cards anymore. And you know what? And his dad now has kind of come around. But he said, look, it was a little bit of a tough transition for him because, you know, a little bit younger and know things a little bit different as far as social media and stuff like that. And, you know, that company is doing well, and he's a good young man, and he's going to do a nice job for that.
There's an, I mean, that's another example of another good company that's good competition to us as well.
Yeah, Alumitrend.
You had brought, absolutely. You had brought up a statement earlier about your friend or your coworker and clicking. That is such the key thing on getting a successful project. You want to make sure that whoever the contractor is that you've chosen is going to be on the same page as what you're looking for. And it's all about listening. And there are just so many different contractors in the trades that could do a quality job.
We're going through this training as a sales staff here at Entercom. And if you don't know, I'm a sales guy here at Entercom. I sell for KISS and Mix and all their digital and SSD.
Is that what you do part-time on the side?
No, this is what I do part-time on the side. And we're going through this, and this DISC program is all about, if you're a D and I, an S or a C, what you need and what... So,
Mr. High I over there.
I'm a D.
This Get is what they're
D total.
Oh,
and so you're familiar with this program, then?
Very familiar with DISC profile. We use it all the time, actually, within our company.
So
we talk about it.
So Chris, the guy who met with Jordan, obviously was an I or an S or something. And what he needed what he needed was for somebody to sit down, spend the time, and explain exactly what's going to happen. There are other people that go, look, you just tell me how long it's going to take, what it's going to cost. And so what Chris needed was a guy like Jordan to come in and say, okay, and figure out quickly where he was and what he needed to be able to get that click. And a perfect transition is when you talk to NARI members, you know, a lot of guys understand that part. That's why they get involved in the shows. That's why they get involved in a lot of things that NARI Milwaukee offers, because they understand that if they're going to click with somebody, it's good to be able to see them face-to-face, to have them come into their booth at the show. And that's, look, you'll know fairly quickly if you click with them.
Sure. It's like speed dating, giving you the opportunity to end up meeting with them right up front, understanding. And it makes sense to end up having booths at the Home Improvement Show. I know you're on the committee, I'm on the committee, you know, and those shows are so much fun. We, and as a committee, we try to even make them more fun each and every, every time that we're having another
those
show.
Meetings. Last meeting, I got ripped a lot, and I was kind of the common denominator, and I'm looking forward to seeing who we're going to focus on ripping next time, because you can't go back to back.
If I remember correctly, it was just like to the left. Everyone, whoever was on the left-hand side of somebody else was just getting ripped out.
And the problem is I was sitting next to Diane, so I was sitting next to Diane thinking she would, like, protect me.
Didn't happen.
No. Because she didn't want to get focused on. So she just backed up and let the ammo come. And, yeah, I'm an easy guy to pick on in there because, you know, I'm a radio guy. And everybody else are contractors, so I'm the guy out.
You act like you are so innocent when you sit in those meetings.
I just take notes and try to add in when I can, and then I roll my eyes a little bit at a couple of guys that, come on, man, enough is enough with that. Hey, before we get to a break, we had Diane and Allison in last week, and I thought they did a wonderful job, a really good job of explaining, the reasons people that are not NARE members, why they should join. And you are not only a NARE member, and you have been for a long time, but really involved in a lot of different areas in what NARE Milwaukee does. Why is that so important to you?
There's so many different reasons as far as behind it. First of all, it just makes sense. If you are going to end up being in the trades, and if there is an organization that happens to be the largest one around the country that all is specifically geared towards you, why are you not involved in it? That's first of all. Second of all, the continual education that we end up getting, both for myself, for my salespeople that can end up getting certified. I am a certified remodeler myself. Jordan is a certified remodeler specialist. My other two salesmen will be going through that shortly. My project manager has also got his certification as CR as well. Strong believer in that educational component that's offered through NARE, which is phenomenal. The other things that end up going on, like for instance, how to have a good contracts, how to make sure that you're not going to get into any kind of legal issues and avoiding any kind of problems like that is another factor. But the social aspect, I mean, there's nothing like it. I mean,
right.
It's great to end up having that camaraderie among quality contractors in the area and the network to be able to say, just like your favorite statement, I got a guy. Right.
Yeah.
Because there are so many good contractors, whether you want to end up talking about masonry, whether you want to talk about basement remodel or basement finishing or, you know, any problems, we've usually got somebody that we can end up turning to of that expertise and saying, you need to talk to them.
You know, it's interesting, and a year and a half ago or so, when we do this show, we normally will have in, you know, a company owner, somebody that works at a company, and then I have a co-host from NARE.
Sure.
And there was a time, and we didn't catch it, and we try not to have two guys from the same field, but we, and going back to Michael Grossman, we had you in and Michael in, and at the last minute, I called you. I said, are you okay? And you were like, man, they're a good company. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we compete.
Right.
But I have a lot of respect for this young man and his dad and the work that they do. No worries.
Right.
And I don't know I know most NARE guys would be okay with that, but how open it was, and he was comfortable, and he was like, look, he pointed to you and he said, I really have a lot of respect for him and his company. We do the same stuff. I don't know. Do we do it better? Do they do it better? I can give you my opinion. You both laughed.
We do it right.
But, yeah, you do it right. And that's, you know what? And that's key. And there's enough business for everybody,
right?
Especially for the people that do it right. The people that don't do it right, whew. Yeah. You know, look.
They need to learn how to end up doing it right. There's so many different stories that you end up hearing about
every day
of projects that go bad. Not to say that there isn't going to end up being situations that could end up happening with NARE members, but typically through most of the NARE members, they're there to end up either fixing it, figuring out what went wrong, hopefully apologizing for it, and then making it right.
Right. And you know what? And there's a safety net there. As a consumer, if it ever gets to that point, and it very seldom does, but if it does, there are some people at the NARE office that will bring everybody in.
Walk you through it.
Let's sit at the same table and let's figure this thing out, and then we move on. And as a consumer, I like having that safety net. If I hire my sister's uncle's brother's whatever cousin,
right,
who just bought a truck and he put a sign that said, hey, I'll fix anything,
yeah,
I've got no safety net. If he takes my down payment and he moves to Ohio and I don't know where he is, there's nothing there. And look, in order to join NARE, you've got to do some things. I can't just send him a check. There are some things that they do to make sure that you're a good quality company before they'll even cash that check and let you become a NARE member. Let's get you a break. Believe it or not, I have some roofing questions for you. Is that all right?
I'm good with
that. That's right up your alley, right? He's Randy Miller, owner of All Right Home and Remodeling and S&E Insulation. This time of year, busier with All Right or with S&E or combination?
Well, a polar vortex made our insulation side extremely busy this year, but the home improvement is, you know, now that it's getting into nicer weather,
yeah,
people are really looking at their projects. And so we've got some really cool ones that we've completed and some of them that we're about to begin with, too.
So. If people not think about insulation this time of year? And that's a mistake, right?
Yeah, it goes down to the back burner until all of a sudden it comes to winter season again, and you get the, oh no, we forgot about that, and all of a sudden it's either really cold or our heating bills are going up.
Right.
And so, yeah, we are steady with that right now.
Go to allrightremodeling.com, and they're located 6438 West Mill Road. Again, allrightremodeling.com, and you can get a hold of Randy, get a hold of Jordan, and certainly anything about exterior remodeling. S&E Insulation is another company that he owns. He can answer all the questions you need for that. Any interest in finding more about Nary Milwaukee, go to narymilwaukee.org. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Brought to you by Randy Miller.
Whatever. There's a concert tonight, I heard.
He is a Dave Matthews freak. No, he's not. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. When you want it done right, call All Right. AllRightRemodeling.com. It's Randy Miller's company. A couple of questions, roofing questions. We've talked a lot about Nary. We're going to do so again in the last segment. But
sure.
A couple of different roofing questions that I have for you. How long can someone expect their roof to last?
That's a good question, and the words are, it depends.
Okay.
It depends on the dampness of the roof. It depends on whether it ends up being shaded. It depends on whether there's a lot of moss that's growing. If it's in a high wind area, if it's been hit with hail, there's just so many different factors. The time to start looking at having your roof evaluated probably is about the 15-year mark, but it could go as long as another 25. So there's a 10-year span that you might want to have it evaluated a few times.
You would recommend people look at it sooner than my wife and I looked at ours?
See, Terry probably would have got it looked at before. Mike was the one in charge of the finances and said, wait, no. We can wait.
Not in charge of the finances, but probably in charge of trying to get somebody out to look at it before we were able to take a shower in our kitchen that
day. We got it fixed.
We did get it fixed. But, you know, when I can talk roofs and I can give a story of my own, like, just ridiculous not looking at it. But, you know, at the time, we couldn't. I mean, it wasn't like we were in a position at that point, though we would have probably saved ourselves some money. But once you guys went up there and saw there was about four different layers that people had put on before we bought the house that we didn't know about, and then that day it came dripping in the kitchen, I thought, oh, man. But yeah. So far, so good. Not a drip since you guys were out there.
I would hope not. It's only been a few years. So.
It should stay. Can somebody insure their roof?
A roof is usually insured. That's part of your homeowner's insurance. You do get warranties. You get manufacturer's warranties along with it. There are different features of different shingles that will also help with reduction of your insurance policies too. Like if you have a class 4 impact resistant shingle, it's an improvement for hail, and insurance companies in a lot of cases will give you a discount on an annual basis for those types of shingles.
When somebody's roof is leaking, does it necessarily need to be totally replaced, or what's your thought on that?
It depends. I mean, again, the age of the roof itself. Once a roof usually starts to end up leaking, it's probably time to end up looking at replacing it. You're going to be putting a Band-Aid on it if you just try to replace one particular area. And then the other thing is the phone calls that we end up getting telling me that my roof is leaking in a bunch of different locations. And that's one of the reasons why I ended up with the insulation in business, is because of the fact that in a lot of times it's not the roof that's the problem.
Uh-huh.
It's the insulation, it's the airflow, it's causing condensation problems in a lot of cases.
When our roof, and I go back to ours, and like you said, it was 5 years ago, but when we had the water coming in and it had gotten really windy and then it rained and we saw shingles in our yard, there was no...
You're due.
There was no putting a Band-Aid on that bad boy.
No.
Because we would have... Yeah, I'm sure it's something that we could have tried to do, but in 6 months, we would have had to pay for that and then come back and pay for a whole new roof 6 months later.
Right. And your particular roof layout is really common. You go from a real high pitch down to something that's a little bit lower slope to
right.
it, and those are the areas where you usually get the most wear.
Hey, does somebody have options when it comes to re-roofing? So if the roof is older and it's seen a bit of damage, and it's good to know that you have options when it comes to re-roofing, other than you know, what companies to go with, there's different options that people have when they work with All Right as far as what type of shingle. Colors are always options now, which is pretty cool. But there are different types of shingles people can go with now.
We take pride in making sure that we offer different material options that are out there. One story that I can end up telling you that we just completed a project, which is kind of unique and kind of cool, is being able to end up doing a Frank Lloyd Wright property, and it's one of them that's actually a pitched roof, not a flat roof like
really?
It normally has.
Yeah.
And it's this historical, well-known, it's even got its own Facebook page, it's in Racine, and the current owner wanted to go back to as much as he can to that original appearance of the house as he could of the sketches that Frank Lloyd Wright originally had
really?
Drawn up. Yeah. So he wanted something that was more like a true cedar shake, but he didn't want the maintenance of cedar. So we actually came up with a composite shingle that is perfect. It's got an aged look to it. It really looks neat on this house. And it's a big tourist attraction right on the main street in Racine, and people constantly are coming by. And so it's kind of neat to now follow that now that we've taken a part of that historical home. So
look, I know how involved you were with ours because we're friends. And so you were there and walked us through the process.
It's good to hear you call me a friend, too.
Yeah, you're my friend.
Okay.
Walked us through the process. And then you came by a couple of times throughout that because not only did we do the roof, we did the siding on both our house and our garage. So I know how involved you were with ours. And it wasn't just because we're friends. We're a client at that point.
Sure.
You want to make sure that if things are going well. On this Frank Lloyd Wright one, how involved? I mean, that had to be fun, right?
It was very fun. We used copper accents for it. It was a really neat project to end up seeing happen. And I think everybody took pride, obviously in all of our work.
Yeah.
But something like that has some history behind it.
So when you get called in and they're going to bring, you know, probably two or three companies to come in and bid on something like that, that gives you a little bit, that's one you really want to get because you really want to be involved in it, right?
Yeah. There are certain ones that you end up going, you know, I really want that.
Right.
You know, I like the direction that the homeowners are going. I like what they would like to end up seeing. Not looking to make a home look like a row home is something that we always end up taking pride in. But I think one of the key things as far as with our success is, and you kind of alluded to it, is our 11-point home improvement process, where part of it ends up being the salesman ends up showing up to the very first day in the job, making sure that everything and everybody's on the same page when we end up arriving and that, you know, see the homeowners, talk to the homeowners, making sure that they know exactly what's going to go on as well. It's all about the communication right from the beginning all the way through to the end.
How many nails did you find after that one? Did you find any?
I didn't hear of any of them that we found out there at all.
Good. Yeah. That's good for you.
Because you know that's
those
one
boys
thing.
Get a little bonus, so they're picking up, they're making sure, man. And they do a nice job, and I've told this story every time you've been in, but the neighbor, you know, after you guys got done and I was cutting my grass, he said, so how many nails did you find? I'm like, no, what? He goes, I ruined my lawnmower after we had it. How's your lawnmower? I go, good. I haven't found one yet. And he was like mad at me.
Yeah.
I go, what are you mad at? He goes, well, I had to buy a new lawnmower because I hit so many nails. And I go, no, my guy has to deal with his guys that if he comes out and finds 10 or less and he'll give them $100. So they got them all. He didn't find any. So, hey, quick question before we go. Can you explain what flashing is to homeowners?
What particular kind of flashing would you like
me to? Yeah, we're talking roofing here, Randy. So, you know what? We're not the hunting and fishing show.
Anyway, there is so many different terms for flashing. Flashing basically ends up being a water diversion of some sort. Keeping it so that the water doesn't end up getting down the chimney gapping, over the window edges so that the water can end up running down. There's wall flashing, there's corner flashing, there's kick out flashing, and there's all sorts of different things that basically are helping to move the water away from where you don't want it to be.
And the reason that I asked that is doing some research for the show today, there's a lot of roofing blogs out there that tell homeowners keep checking their flashing for damage, but they don't really explain what it is.
Right.
They say, hey, make sure you keep checking this for damage. But it never goes into, okay, this is what flashing is, and this is where you need to check to make sure there's no damage. So that's why I asked that question.
Yeah, water can do some bad things as far as for the home, both on the inside and the outside. And it's important that those things get checked and diverted so that the water actually doesn't end up going where you don't want it.
And if you catch that there's a problem with any of the flashing early enough, it's a pretty easy fix if you catch it on time.
It depends on which flashing you're referring to. But yes, some of them can be a very easy fix.
Well,
part of the flashing, though, ends up going, if you're doing a roof, part of the flashing that's up there is underneath your siding. So it's either you're going to have to tear off the siding, or that flashing has to stay in place in a lot of cases, or you're doing a temporary type fix, which never really works out the best.
Well, it's certainly an easy fix for guys that are handy like I am.
Okay,
if you don't get sarcasm, people, that was sarcasm. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern, alongside Randy Miller, he's the owner of All Right Home Remodeling, S&E Insulation in Milwaukee. Hey, I got a text during the break, and the question for you is, girl that I work with, her roof has a weird dark black and green stain to it, and she wants to know if that's normal.
Did she tie-dye the roof?
She did not.
She did not.
She did not. Okay. So I'm wondering if...
it's algae growth is what it more than likely is.
What causes that?
Moisture.
And how bad is that for her roof?
It will actually, if kept up there, can deteriorate it early. There are new shingles that are out there that actually have copper into the mix of the granules, and anytime it rains will help eat away at that algae growth. Really kind of nice.
Yeah, and you want to get that off, right? How do you get it off?
Well, I mean, another option ends up being it can be sprayed off, but I don't recommend that.
Okay.
There are just different formulas that could be used, but zinc strip, copper strips along the top edge do a very similar approach to what these new shingles that are available actually can do too.
So Sally's listening right now. Let's just say we got to figure this out because you don't want to just leave it. First of all, it doesn't look very good. And she calls it a weird dark black and green stain.
Yeah.
Not exactly what she was looking for in this neighborhood she lives in, just so you know. So she's going to want to maybe give you a call or figure this thing out.
If it's that old of a roof, obviously moisture is getting trapped inside there and it needs to be evaluated, whether it needs to be replaced now or not. We can look at it and let her know what's going on.
That's awesome. You can go on their website, allrightremodeling.com. Allrightremodeling.com.
It's spelled A-L-L-R-I-T-E.
Yes. Now, if you Google All Right and spell it wrong like I do sometimes, you still get there. But just so you know, A-L-L-R-I-T-E. remodeling.com.
Yes, sir.
Always got to be difficult. Hey, how was the party that you had a couple weeks ago?
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it was great because we had such a good mix of current employees, former employees. We had a customers that were all over the place. We had so much fun with the bouncy house.
Yeah.
We had a silent disco that was there. We had all of our suppliers that were there to end up just saying hello, having fun, really good food. It was a good time.
Silent disco. It's got me written all over it. It's thin and good looking back then. No, I'm just kidding. I still got rhythm.
But
no,
the silent part was never you?
It was never. Actually, it was never me. Hey, earlier in the show, I asked you what you guys are really busy with right now. And you said, look, the S&E installation is going gangbusters because of the tough winter that we had. Roofing, siding, this time of year, I would think that that's probably what keeps you guys most busy.
That's steady. I mean, that's always going to end up being steady. This is the time of the year that people end up starting to think about it. The graduations, out of school, all of that's going on. So my guys are busy with 3 to 4 appointments a day.
You know, you talked about having your other two salespeople get go through classes at Neri Milwaukee.
Yep.
You guys are growing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It used to just be you. As a sales guy.
Well, when I took over as the owner, when my uncle had passed away unexpectedly and very quickly in Mexico, my aunt came back and my uncle and I were the two salesmen. And she came back to me and she said, buy me out. So yeah, 50% of my sales force went away that fast.
Right.
And that was 14 years ago now that I've now been the owner and, we've grown quite a bit since then, a lot more in-house as far as with our crews and assistants and project manager and assistant project manager. So,
do you what keeps you
I'm
up at night?
Very fortunate.
Keeps you up at night with this company? Anything anymore? Is it rolling to the point? Obviously, we don't ever take anything for granted, and you feel blessed that you have a company that's doing really well. But is there anything that, are you growing too big? Are you growing too slow? Is that kind of stuff you think about?
You always end up thinking about your growth. You want to end up making sure you're going to be financially successful while you're building the business.
Right.
I mean, I think one of our next steps is going to have to be expanding our building that we've got on Industrial Road so that we can accommodate the additional people. And when we added the insulation side, I mean, that was a big boost to the business and to building as well within the organization.
How many employees now?
We're at 16.
Man, good for you.
Yeah,
it's good. When I started doing this, I think you guys were at around 10 back then. It was probably 6 years ago.
8 to 10. Yeah.
And now you're, man, a solid. And how, if somebody wants to talk to you about insulation or wants to talk to you about roofing, siding, how far out are you at this point? If I call you next week and say, hey, look, I think my roof needs to be looked at because we're starting to see some moisture and it's been up there a long time.
We can evaluate it fairly quickly. I mean, between the four people that we have out that are going out to take a look at projects, from our Salesforce perspective, we're probably can be there within 2 weeks.
Yeah. And then once you guys decide, this is what we're going to use, that we're going to go ahead with the project, how far out are you then?
Well, I mean, to end up saying you're a month to 2 month backlog, that's not uncommon at this time of the year for any quality contractor.
No doubt.
And as well as the fact that it almost takes close to that to be able to end up getting everything organized and ready.
Right.
So that it can be done properly.
So if you're thinking, hey, look, I need to have a new roof in before the winter comes, or really wanted some siding, you guys do this year round. I understand that.
Oh, yeah.
But now would be a good time to get a hold of you guys.
Correct. I mean, it's just the beginning of July. We've got lots of season still left. It by no means is this considered a late time to end up coming out and having a project evaluated.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, getting back, and we started with the Neri Foundation. I want to end the show talking more about the Neri Foundation. If you didn't hear the beginning of the show, do me a favor. Go to NeriMilwaukeeFoundation.org to find out some of the great things that the foundation is doing. I know there's some information on different ways to be involved with the Neri Foundation. I know that the Neri members are really proud of the work that the foundation does, and they've tweaked it a little bit here recently to, I think, some people that are really kind of thinking outside of the box a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And trying to make sure that, you know, we're getting up on the mountaintop talking about the foundation as much as possible.
Yeah, they've broadened it. I mean, it used to end up being it was through basically membership where all the funds were pretty much coming from and then distributed through. Now it's more community.
Right.
You know, a lot more we're involved in the community to contribute towards it and receive the benefits from it as well. It's just a good organization.
It is. And literally on a daily basis, they're trying to figure out how, you know, to do more for the community. And the only way that they can do more is to raise more money. So when you get asked to get involved in something the foundation is doing, for you NARI members that listen to the show, when you get asked to get involved in some of the stuff that the foundation is doing, and you just kind of go, no, I'm not getting involved in that, find out more about what the foundation is doing with the funds that they do raise. And that may spark interest in not only you, but your company to get more involved with some of the foundation thing, stuff that they do. It's look, the golf outing, everybody comes out, and I know they all come out because it's a long day. And last four foursomes always take the longest because you know why, right? Yeah, they've been tipping a little bit.
What?
Yeah, those
that
contractors.
That does not happen.
Oh, I'm telling you. The first three quarters of that golf outing goes fast, man. And then all of a sudden there's this long delay for the next foursome to come rolling up. The one year these guys are wrestling, I just want to go home. I say, can you guys, come on, you got to hit hold on, we're not done yet. Round two, ding, and they're wrestling on the side of the grass. And I'm like, you're on your own. I'm getting out of here. And you know what's nice is Deb won't allow any of that stuff anymore.
Oh, no. She puts the hammer down on
it. She does put the hammer down. Yeah, it's awesome. It's funny because they Creative Construction sponsors that hole. And Zach is really involved with the foundation. He's on the board, and he understands the importance of giving back.
I think his father's kind of involved as well within the organization, too.
What's his name? Yeah, Bingo. Yeah.
Some Bingo guy?
He's kind of the president right now. We better not make fun of him, or he'll cancel the show, man.
Oh, really?
Or he'll have his security people do it. You know, he's got that security guard now that comes with him all over because he is the president.
You know, he was supposed to be on your show last week.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh, well. If Diane tells him he's out.
We did a trade.
Yeah, oh, dear, really? That's awesome. Hey, good to see you today.
Yeah, you too, my friend.
AllRightRemodeling.com for more information. Also, the NARI Milwaukee Foundation.org. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.